All right, wrestling fans, this is your man, Southern Dynamite, here with Pro Wrestling America this week, coming to you from the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. As we get ready for this card, we see also crossover from Motor City Wrestling, our sister organization out of Detroit. But we also have a contract extension from Chris Candido, seeking to be here a little longer to try to take care of Eddie Gilbert. We have 9 great matches for you this week, 4 of them being title matches, as we have Black Bart, the newly crowned television champion, defending the title against T.D. Steele. We have Colonel DeBeers, the Bruce City heavyweight champion, defending the title against Blackjack Mulligan. You have the MCW heavyweight championship on the line as Kevin Nash defends against Chris Sabin. And then the PWA World Heavyweight title, Great Muta defending the title against Stone Cold Steve Austin. Also on the card, we have the Freebirds and the Smoking Guns. We have the Honky Tonk Man. We have Bubba Ray facing off against Sting. All of these things coming at you really quickly. So let's get right into it. First match on the card, television title on the line. Black Bart defending against T.D. Steele. Typical squash match. Black Bart wins the match, keeping the title in a time of 3 minutes, 10 seconds. Next match kind of has a number one contender vibe to it. Bugsy McGraw, the former television champion, facing off against former 4-time television champion Buzz Sawyer. And this match was going along smoothly until J.J. Dillon accidentally trips Buzz Sawyer to give Bugsy the win in a time of 3 minutes, 35 seconds. We get to the Bruce City heavyweight title match. Colonel DeBeers facing off against Blackjack Mulligan. And this was a brutal match that spills to the outside very early. The Sheik, the promoter of Motor City Wrestling, was the special referee for the match. And he finally counts both men out at a time of 6 minutes, 36 seconds to end the match. Colonel DeBeers is still the MCW Bruce City champion. Next week, continue on with our Freebirds and Smoking Guns feud, again in singles competition. This time we flip them. Terry Gordy facing off against Bart Gunn, and Gordy demolishes Bart in short fashion. After last week's beatdown and near suspension, Gordy leaves the ring immediately after having his hand raised in a time of 1 minute, 17 seconds. Yes, last week, the Freebirds almost got suspended for their actions against the Smoking Guns. They were getting very close. Gordy deciding not to chance it this week by getting the win and leaving the ring. No further damage being done. Next match has their partners. Michael P.S. Hayes facing off against Billy Gunn. And as Hayes and Billy make their way down to the ring, their partners are leaving the ring. Billy has the advantage for the bulk of the match, but Hayes counters the Famouser with a back suplex. Hayes keeps control of the match with about every heel trick in the book, finally pinning Billy with a Death Valley driver in a time of 12 minutes, 36 seconds. So this week, once again, the Freebirds win both matches. Next match up is the MCW, the Motor City Wrestling Heavyweight title. On the line, Kevin Nash defending against Chris Sabin. And Sabin tries to keep Nash off his feet, but Nash catches him in a crossbody and just takes over from there. Nash gets the pin in a time of 15 minutes, 59 seconds after a jackknife powerbomb to retain the title. Non-title match coming up as Illinois heavyweight champion Honky Tonk Man faces off against Jesse James Armstrong. And this is a match that looked to have very great consequences, especially as Jesse James Armstrong seeking to regain title glory in his return to the PWA. And quite honestly, he just gets bored with the match. Armstrong grabs Honky Tonk Man's guitar and nails him with it in front of referee Tommy Young to earn the DQ. Your winner, Honky Tonk Man, by disqualification in a time of 6 minutes, 36 seconds. Next match has Bubba Ray Dudley facing off against Sting. And Dudley and Sting brawl for the entire time limit. Sting has Dudley set up for the Scorpion Death Drop when the bell rings. Sting complains to David Manning to restart the match, but Manning refuses. Dudley and Sting continue to brawl until Muda and Austin make their way to the ring. And what is the deal with this? Well, it was a 15-minute time limit match. Well, maybe we should have made it 30. Well, we could. But again, building up the heat between the two by having the time limit draw, by having it be an unsatisfactory finish for the wrestlers. But then again, that brings Muda and Austin to the ring. And David Manning takes control of the situation once security separates all four men so we can get ready for the main event. World heavyweight title on the line. Great Muda defending against Stone Cold Steve Austin. The four men were not going to ruin the World Heavyweight title match by their unruly brawling. Sting and Dudley are allowed to stay outside the ring as Muda defends the title against Austin. This proves to be a terrible choice, even though there are security guards there to try to keep them out of the action, as Sting and Dudley constantly interfere in the match. Just before the 16-minute mark, Austin nails the stunner on Muda. Sting climbs onto the ring apron to distract Manning, but Dudley pulls him off. Dudley rolls Sting into the ring. Austin stands ready for the stunner on Sting, but Muda sits up and missed Austin. Manning calls for the bell and announces that he is throwing out the match. Dudley checks on Austin, but Sting and Muda double clothesline him outside of the ring. Sting picks Austin up and tosses him out of the ring, over the top rope, onto Dudley. Muda and Sting celebrate in the ring while the crowd boos terribly. A no contest for this match at the 16-minute mark. Great Muda is still your World Heavyweight Champion. And again, an unsatisfactory finish to bring people back, to intensify the feud between these guys, that for some reason they just can't put the other one away. Could it be their partners? Could it be that they need to go their own way? Again, we'll have to see. But now last week I said, what is Candido going to do with Eddie Gilbert? And neither one of them are on the card. Well, Candido had a few words from a taped interview for Eddie Gilbert, reminding him of how Gilbert got into the PWA in the first place. It was Candido talking me into letting him in, and how Gilbert owes Candido for his very success in the ring. Now, is that true? Or is it probably very likely the other way around, that Eddie Gilbert was in first, and he is the one who has talked me into keeping him on, to even offering him the contract extension that he has? Well, I'm talking about me and the behind-the-scenes stuff, so yeah, it was the other way around. But again, that is the great heel tactic in promos, is to state the truth in the exact opposite direction. That yes, one is being kept in the PWA by the other, but it's not the one who's talking, not the direction that they have it. And again, building up more as now we see the fans letting them know that these two guys are linked together with their PWA futures, that they are dependent on each other. And if you remember Chris Candido, you remember Eddie Gilbert, the one thing neither one of them could stand was having to be dependent on anyone except their women. Eddie Gilbert was always dependent on Missy Hyatt. Chris Candido was always dependent on Sonny, Tammy Sitch, whatever name you want to call her. That was the only necessity they had. But to say they need each other, that's not going to bode well. All right, that's it for this week. I am Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here for the greatest fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.